In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to apologise to victims of institutional sexual abuse. German leaders prepare to vote on a coalition deal. And in cricket, Australia secures a 5-wicket win over England in the 2020. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will make a national apology to victims of institutional sexual abuse. A reference group will advise the government on the form and content of the apology. Mr Turnbull told Parliament he'll deliver that apology before the end of the year. He's paid tribute to the victims who shared their experiences.
And today we honour the bravest among them, the survivors and their families. They relived the worst moments of their lives, often telling their stories for the first time, so that these terrible abuses will never be allowed to happen again.
A report has found the federal government has abandoned its Closing the Gap policy aimed at improving the lives of Indigenous Australians. The policy was created under the Rudd government to reduce inequalities in health, education and employment. The 10-year review released by the non-government Closing the Gap campaign has found that a decade of tumultuous political and bureaucratic change had all but halted the steady progress hoped for by the First Peoples. Indigenous Senator Pat Dodson says he's disappointed.
I'm absolutely frustrated with the lack of change, the lack of achievement, the lack of listening to what Indigenous people have been saying. They want a piece of the action. They want to be part of this deal. Michael Long walked here many years ago and asked to be part of the solution. Now, how long does it take for that to translate into policy, into praxis, into delivering the kind of outcomes that we all want to see, which is a quality of life for the Indigenous peoples?
Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten says Indigenous leaders must be included in the review of the Closing the Gap program. Mr Shorten says the fact that the program is failing to meet its targets shows the need for Indigenous Australians to be part of the process.
Everything we do is going to come up short more often than not unless we have Aboriginal people, Torres Strait Islander people, First Australians in the decision-making itself. The idea that you can paternalistically, from the Prime Minister's office, make decisions on behalf of the lives of hundreds of thousands of our fellow Australians without them being involved in the decision-making, it's just flawed thinking, guaranteed to repeat the mistakes of the past.
Seven people have been injured when a hot air balloon made a hard landing in Victoria's Yarra Valley. The balloon was carrying 16 passengers and crashed into a private paddock at Dixon's Creek near King Lake. A police spokesman says some of the passengers have been taken to hospital.
They were spewed from the basket. It is a multi-agency response with ambulance attending, and the persons have been transported to hospital for minor injuries. We have some elderly people that were also injured, and the injuries just range from shaken and also for a back injury at this stage.
Germany's Social Democratic Party leader Martin Schulz says he'll step down as the leader of the party after members vote on the coalition. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservatives and the Social Democrats had earlier secured a coalition deal, one of the last hurdles forming a new government. The SPD looks set to control 6 ministries, including finance and foreign affairs. But any deal is subject to approval by the Social Democrat Party's 464,000 members in a postal ballot. Mr. Schulz says he'll recommend his party members accept it.
What's in this coalition deal about the European Union and its future is a paradigm shift in Europe. Germany will return to having an active and leading role in the European Union and will, I hope on the basis of a very close cooperation with the government in Paris, strengthen the EU in such a way that it will provide the needed security when it comes to the big international challenges.
In cricket, Glenn Maxwell's unbeaten century and 3 wickets has helped Australia to a 5-wicket 2020 win over England. Maxwell reached a second international T20 ton as the hosts pass England's 9 for 155 with 9 deliveries to spare. Maxwell finished not out on 103 from 58 balls. And now the weather across Australia. Perth, a sunny day and 33. Very hot in Adelaide and 39 degrees. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 31. Hobart showers, 24. Canberra mostly sunny, 34. Wollongong sunny and 27. Also sunny in Sydney, 27 degrees. Newcastle becoming windy, 27. Brisbane mostly sunny, 29. Cairns a possible shower, 31. And Darwin showers and a storm likely and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.